Joined today by the legendary John Rosa.
Good morning, Goat.
How are you, sir?
Doing well. How about you?
Well, let's see. I haven't blown away yet.
You got everything anchored down?
Yeah, well, woo-hoo. I found large rocks wherever I could, but I don't know if that's going to quite be enough. So this creates issues. Well, obviously, one of the first things I realized this morning was, oh, we've got some thunder and lightning going on out there. That obviously, you don't like your people to be out in thunder and lightning.
No, I don't.
Well, lightning in particular.
That's right. A little safety issue there, especially with our some of our operators out in all steel equipment. So it's not a good combination with lightning in the area. So our lightning policy and procedure kicked in a little bit ago. Getting people safe and keeping people where they should be instead of out and about. So have a lot of concerns with lightning. Some things to deal with. So
is this like sporting events, right?
Yeah.
You take a half hour.
Yeah. 30 minutes after, you know, take a break, go find something else to do. If you are at the landfill, our policy, you're welcome to come indoors. We don't make you sit out there in any situations like that. So you're welcome to. We offer it to the drivers, and most of them do not take us up on it. They'd rather just sit in their vehicles, which is fine. It's entirely up to them. But we do welcome the public to come in for shelter if they so desire. Cash customers have been out there, and they... they'll still do their thing and go about their business, but no, we're not going to. Okay. That's a no for me. it just doesn't work.
So just kind of the things that you get to work with here right now. So has it been, you've had quite a variety of different weather conditions going on. The last time we were on the phone because of the blizzard.
hitting
all the highlights with you this month.
Welcome
here.
To Iowa. Huh?
Yeah. But... we've had that. We've had some rain and, again, a variety of conditions out there. But all in all, has it been pretty good?
It stays functionable. I'll give it that. Yep. It's been a muddy mess with melting and rain and the snow melt, all that stuff. But, again, nothing that's out of the ordinary, I guess, this time of year. It just makes it longer spring when it has already begun to thaw and get squishy. But, there's been the issues with the mud and occasional people getting stuck, and we assist as much as we can to get them going again. But, it's those challenges. We watch the weather quite a bit, try to adapt accordingly and adjust as much as possible. So we put out messages yesterday just letting haulers know that look at those winds. There may be this may be a situation where we have to shut down.
Okay.
That's our policy. We don't, when there's a wind advisory issued, that triggers us to be ready, I guess, and start monitoring more. And we don't just automatically shut down when that's issued. If it's going to be a high winds, that's great. But there's a lot of things to consider. How much garbage is coming in, what direction it is, where we're at on the work face. Do we have enough staff? Just everything about it. So if we can manage it and be open without having to then, as garbage gets dumped and then stuff is blowing off site, that costs us a lot of time and effort and energy and issues to go retrieve that, because our regulations are that when it comes into the landfill, it has to stay there. So if it blows away, we have to go get it and bring it back. And, we've put up netting. Yes, it's not tall enough. There's stuff that is launched over the top of that. It doesn't matter how tall it is. When you get enough lift coming out of the bottom of that landfill and the nice ramp to lift it up over the top, it'll still go away.
And there's winds from the right direction. Huh?
Yeah. Or the wrong direction. What impacts this? Yeah. And it's those challenges. And, I've been down there where it looks like it's blowing from the west or the northwest, and you get down to the bottom and it's shooting out from the south because it swirls and launches it. It's amazing. So we have portable litter fences. We have everything we need. Sometimes we're up higher, and that would be more of an issue, of our location. So again, if anyone is wondering why or when or how often we do this, we do our best to stay open. When we can't justify being open because all the garbage that comes in and that's blowing away, then there's hours wasted for us to go retrieve that. And frankly, if it's that high of winds, people shouldn't be out going to the landfill with their garbage. There's another day for that.
There really is. We do, and that brings up the thing I was going to ask about, since we're spring this week, okay, tomorrow. Hello.
Happy spring.
Hey. Because in the wintertime, you have been like every other weekend you've been closed.
Yeah, the Saturdays. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do you open it up or do you continue that way? When do you make that change?
Yeah, we did that for December, January, and February for the every other Saturday. So now we're back starting in March. We are back to every Saturday that we're open. And then in April, we'll add into that the household hazardous waste on the Saturday, the first Saturday of the month, those collection days. And then in the midst of April would be the kickoff to the free yard waste collection beginning the 15th. Let's see, so it'll be the 17th when it actually starts because it's the Thursday, Friday, Saturdays from mid-April through the end of May. So that's when process will begin again. So
remember that, folks. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, starting in April.
Yep.
Like we had some people, I'm guessing because of weather, because I know people are, I've seen them out there already raking and things like that, and I'm going to go, well, I'll see if the snow is done.
Yeah.
They're already, people are anxious to do that. So you're already getting them coming out?
Yep, they're bringing some yard waste already, and that's fine. You can bring it out early before the free yard waste time. Obviously, it's not free yet, so you just still pull onto the scale and always, and we've been trying to tell people that too, is whenever you come out, whatever reason, just take your turn and drive onto the scale and tell us what you're here for. So don't just drive around. It makes us nervous. We want to know where people are. We have a lot of equipment. We have a lot of people. We have a lot of traffic.
Big equipment out there.
So just know where you're going. And if you've never been there, we don't want to say don't come out. We just want you to know, come in, take your turn, pull on the scale, tell the attendant what you're there for, whether it's yard waste or TV recycling, appliances, yard waste, regular garbage, tires.
Starting on that first Saturday, again, it's always going to be first Saturdays, like April 5th.
Yep.
That's when you'll have the household hazardous waste. So they could, if you've been cleaning out the basement or you got the paint, don't bring latex. They're just going to send it home with you.
Yep, you get to keep it.
But again, it's the usual things. And I know you've got the list posted online of what will be taken for household hazardous waste.
Yeah.
Again, they could bring that out and drop it off. Not a pickup full. But your little shed isn't that big.
Yeah.
But if they call and let you know,
then
you can make arrangements. So.
And that's one of the, you have a big amount. Wait for that collection time when we do the one in Boone or the one in Madrid for when Metro has brought their trailer. You can load it directly. You know, we are a satellite facility. We only have so much storage that we want that we were able to keep on site. So you bring out a whole truckload or a trailer load, it's really problematic. You're eating up too much of that room. So those are ones where we say take it directly down to Bondurant. You can drop it off there. It's still a free service for residents. Not for commercial or businesses, but you're impacting everybody else with that drop off. So if you have that huge amount, call us, let us know about it, and we can make sure that you're not driving out to the landfill with it to try to get rid of it, and then we're going to say no, that's too much stuff. So coordinate with us. If you ever have questions, please call and ask. There's those oddities that you know that we're, what do you do with these? And we get it. You're not always throwing away whatever turpentine or just those things. If you're wondering what to do with it, call ahead and ask and make sure we can do it.
You do have the regular, I mean, this is just the one on Saturday mornings to highlight it, but you do have people that part of their job is cleaning out houses or things like that or after estates and stuff, and they call and say, I need an appointment.
Yep. And we can do that. And we've been telling people that we'll open up the household hazardous waste April 1st. We've actually taken some appointments recently because it's been nice. Frankly, it's about the weather conditions. And our building, get it behind a big snowdrift, it's problematic to deal with and store. So just hold on to your stuff. But when it's nicer, we're able to do it. If we're able to, we will do it. But really April, and hopefully we're done with this wacky weather by April 1st, I'm sure, right?
That's April Fool's. Yeah. We're not sure about what's going to happen.
That's true. Just never know.
So anyway, so these are the things that are coming up. I do know, again, one of the things that we always talk about is, again, the citywide cleanups going on.
Yeah.
And I know that you've been working with Boone, and they have taken it to heart that, we'd like to eliminate the volume of what's going into the landfill.
Yeah, yep.
And Boone is one of the few, because you do theirs on tonnage, which they usually hit in the first day or two. So you do make, I mean, this is the part that folks you don't know isn't free. The city is paying then.
Yep.
Pay to bring that out there. But they're trying to streamline some of theirs, trying to eliminate some of the issues that show up. And I think streamline the volume seems to be one of the things. I know that the final guidelines will be coming out and stuff like that, but I do know they've been talking to you about it.
Yeah, about how to do it better. And, you know, it's quite the burden on them, you know, to be able to go around and pick all that stuff up. And really, it should just be the necessary stuff and not your regular garbage. That's, you know, that's MSW. You're talking your household, kitchen trash, whatever. Mm-hmm. That stuff, that's not what this is for. It's to clean up the areas and not abuse the system, if you will, of the of regular household MSW garbage. They try to say it's this much stuff is their step. You know, I've pushed it to say, why are we doing this at all? To discuss it more. I think it's to bring awareness, for one, because it's a huge service. It's supposed to be an impactful thing, not just something to be like, well, we do this every year, so I'm going to start stockpiling my stuff. As soon as this is gone, I'm going to start stockpiling it for the next year. That's not what it's for. So be aware, you know, and be, I guess, respectful and mindful that it is something that's quite a nice service, I guess, to the community, to all the communities, to residents in those cities that get that opportunity to get rid of their stuff, to clean it up. If you keep abusing it, it wears on you after a while. Sure. And you know, the mentality of, we've been pushing this for several years now to say, we need to stop filling up our landfill. We need to slow this down. We're making a lot of steps. So it isn't really consistent to say, yeah, but just bring all this free stuff in. You know, that doesn't quite... It lacks consistency with our message, I guess.
No, and I know this year you have a new community. Madrid actually has planned a 2-day event. Ogden does theirs every two, three years, or something like that. Boone's been doing it every year. A lot of the smaller communities usually do, a load or two loads.
Yeah,
pay the tipping fees, relatively small.
Yep.
For them. But once again, they've been doing it for a number of years now, too. So Madrid starting up mid-May for theirs.
Yeah, it kind of varies. It's when they're asking for permission and when they do their cleanup events. And some are in the spring, some are midsummer, some are fall. We try to keep track and try to keep one per fiscal year is what we accommodate. And, you know, some of the smaller outlier towns, you know, farther away, Boone does theirs with just tonnage because they weigh in their trucks every time, and we run it that way because it's their proximity is easier for to do that. But other ones coming from much farther away, even up into Calhoun County, the three that are out there, you know, we honor those as well. But that's quite a jaunt, and if they're not bringing down a bigger container, it's not worth their drive. So that's why we go with loads to the ones that are farther away, based upon their population and. Yeah, try to find that perfect magical formula to say this works for everybody, but it's a challenge.
So again, the big thing is the part I have issues or wonder about, because just curious. I mean, if you're not throwing away furniture items or something like that during those events, are you throwing away regular household garbage? And don't you just throw that away with regular household garbage? I mean, it's going there anyway.
Yeah.
I mean,
fair question.
Well, actually, you know, I set some things out one time and my hauler came by and took it. And I thought, okay, I guess that was regular household garbage. So, I'm going, okay, well, it's usually something relatively, might be carpeting or something like that, you know. I kind of limit to what I'm putting out there. It's not a lot of stuff.
Right.
Not like some places.
Yeah. it's quite amazing the piles that can be brought out, and the ones I've seen anyway. So, yeah, I guess just stick to the regulations and what the purpose is for, which is to clean up our community, a community cleanup waiver, not just stockpiling your regular garbage for 12 months to abuse the system, I guess, if you will. So.
Let's talk a little bit about Keep Boone County Beautiful, because that is another service that operates through the Boone County Landfill. And, of course, springtime, that brings up a lot of reminders about litter, waste pickup, adopting a roadway, adopting a street, whatever, an area. I know we've got some that, well, the supervisors were really getting into it for a while, especially like some of the river areas along the river, or access points would be a neat, better way to say that. We don't do the Dragoon River Romp anymore, but there are
Options.
Yes.
We tried to revamp it a little bit. It tapered off, and then inevitably it seemed like the time that we picked was...
Most of the pandemic wiped us out, and then it was the water level. You could have walked the river most of the times.
Or we were looking at, can we even have this because it's so low, and then the massive rains come, and then it's extremely high, and it becomes a danger and a concern. So, picking the exact time to do the cleanup was... certainly challenging. It seemed like we were constantly canceling portions of it, or rescheduling, or trying to, and then tried to change a little bit to say, we'll just work individually with groups if they want to do a cleanup on their own, a business, an entity, somebody that would go out. We'll still support that, and we'll take care of all the labor behind it. I mean, the other labor, I guess. If they're out there cleaning up and picking up the stuff off the river, then, work with us and let us know, and we can support that financially in any way that we can to still do that work. Still working, trying to find someone to bite on it, I guess, to be our first at that.
Sure.
But it'd be wonderful if there was a civic organization, a group to say, we want to give that a try, and we'll help you out. So just if you're interested in it, just contact us.
You've gotten some people that have adopted roadways, areas like that. And all you ask is really, I think, through the Keep Boone County Beautiful program, a couple of times a year, right?
Yeah, so, really.
They could do it even more if they want it.
Right. Yeah. We don't want to say don't go out too many times either. Yes. But realistically, a good time is about now. You see all the snow melt. You see the stuff that's in the ditches that accumulated over the last few months. And, time to spruce it up a little bit. So that's when we encourage folks to get out, is in the springtime. Maybe make it an Earth Day thing, which will be coming up next month. And then another time in the fall. It's easier than in the hot time or the cold time, obviously. So do one in the spring, one in the fall. If you're interested in adopting a stretch of road out there, what we're talking about is, for whatever reason, maybe it's a publicity thing, maybe it is you love that road, you drive it all the time and you care about it, maybe it's a relative that passed away that lived in that area, whatever the purpose might be, you see those out there, if you pay attention to those signs, adopt a road by, and then it's listed accordingly. And then we support everything after that, so we'll give you the bags, we'll give you grabbers to when you do your cleanup. We ask that you wear vests. We have those available too to give to you, to the group. So if you have 20 that go out, well, everyone's in a vest, and then we'll get as many grabbers as we have available for you, and then give you the bags. Do your work, go clean up your area, drop your bags off at your sign, let us know you did it, we'll come out and pick up the bags for you and get the equipment back as well. So yeah, consider checking into it. If you are interested, give us a call, please.
Most county roads?
Yeah.
You kind of limited to county,
yep.
Not too much on state highway is a whole other thing. So.
Right. Yep. It's a county thing. That's a good point. We don't worry about Highway 30, but the other roads in town, and then not just all of them either. So it has to meet a certain criteria of where they are, because the dangers and shoulders and space and all those things to
like
take
that
into consideration. So we want to make sure everybody's safe doing it as well.
And you do have a few from, around the county, there are certain areas where a family takes a road, or maybe a 4-H group takes a road. Yeah, so we've got them out there.
Yeah. Yep.
But there's always more available.
There is. So. Yep, certainly.
And
yeah.
Just clean it up. That's, that to me is more of a, that's a challenge.
Yeah.
Stuff that doesn't quite make that garbage can. In a lot of cases, doesn't make it. Yeah. So.
There's a lot.
Anyway, okay, so that, and call about that, because Keep Boone County Beautiful is all part of Keep Iowa Beautiful, which, by the way, they were just doing paint. You know, they were doing awarding paints, projects for painting projects and things. They do a lot of things like that. Yeah. So be a part of it, and the drive, if you will. All right, so we've got our regular things that were coming up that we've talked about. Again, got to pay attention to those. Once again, once we hit, we get spring. I mean, you know, geez, April, here we go, and then we're going to have our free yard waste. Yay. I know you don't care for that. Let's talk about some of the recycling highlights. You got a few things happening there. I mean, you know, a lot of this, if people just take the time to do the recycling and follow along the guidelines, not everything is recyclable. Remember that, people.
We do
We do have certain things that we just can't take because the market isn't there. It'd be great to say that, you know, if everything you thought was recyclable was, that would be good, but it's not the case. Styrofoam is not a recyclable product.
No, it's not. No, it is not.
And not all plastics are.
Yeah, I get that question quite a bit. Or they look at the symbol, and it's not really about that for how we're doing our process and what we're able to recycle. But if you want some more education about that, I'd love to talk to you more. If you have a group, come out and give you some more education about the recycling process and why it is this way, if you want the ins and outs. Yeah, as you mentioned, we would love if everything could be recycled. It would certainly save our landfill space. You know, appliances are recyclable. We don't bury appliances. Those are special things, much like TVs now, screens, electronics in general. We're trying to expand that a little bit more too, and not just about screens, but we're talking printers and electronic equipment, radios, stereos, that type of stuff. Trying to get all that stuff recycled now.
We do have people that have developed process. We have some locally that actually do try to salvage that rare the rare minerals, the rare earth, if you will. So again, those I mean. Technology is making some advances in those areas, but getting it to a commercial level, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
So keep working at it.
Yep, you do. And, you know, it's difficult for recyclers to make a go of it when the markets fluctuate so much. You know, we're just trying to transfer it on to someone who wants to deal with all those things, because we just want to keep it out of our landfill to do the right thing with it instead of burying it. So recycling is expensive. It is a burden on our end, but it's also the right thing to do. We're committed to continue doing it. We're just trying to cut our expenses on it to make it a little more feasible. Because we've had these conversations with our engineers during our comprehensive plan recently, and be like, if you look at money, if you look at the finance, the costs behind it, we would be a lot of money ahead if we just buried everything instead of trying to recycle it. I'm not saying we're doing that. I'm just saying, raise the conversation and say it's expensive, and people need to know that there is an expense behind it. It's free to our residents, but we want it to be you know, done correctly.
Sure.
That's our biggest push. So don't abuse the system, much like the community cleanups.
Yep.
Don't abuse the recycling system either and throw in the stuff that you know is not recyclable.
Well, we're going to have a chance to talk again the beginning of April again about the cleanup activities and things that are going on. We'll get a chance to talk about that. I think the big thing is by then, I know the landfill's budget is different than the county budget, overall county budget. So that's the county budget's pretty well going to be taken care of. But you'll be coming in with an updated budget sometime April into May, I think.
Try to get our budget lined up for the approval by in April is what is the goal. So I think it has lingered into May once, but I'm trying to get it a little more done in April, I guess, for figure out our plans and get everything going then. So.
And it'll be good to see, because I know that we finally had one of our pickups. We've got a bin here, folks, so we do our recycling, our paper and stuff in there. And finally came by and with the truck and picked it up.
Yeah.
But again, you've had a little of the logistical issues getting ironed out. So, but we had it. It was like 2/3 full. So it was pretty good.
That's good. Yeah.
For us.
And thank you for storing it longer. That helps on our end, that we're not stopping
we have space,
once a week.
You know.
Yep.
That helps.
It does. Yep. But being opportunistic with that for us is appreciated. So thank you for holding it so that when we can just come by once every 2 weeks or three or I'm not sure how long it was in between, but kind of let the guys work through that stuff. Having the new truck has certainly been a blessing for us to be able to get caught up. We've had issues with things breaking down, repairs needed, staffing issues, shortages, and weather. I mean, all these things seem to be have struggled to get this program really going. But when we're behind, it seems like we're able to make it up. When we had our storm day on a Wednesday, we closed, the county did, and the next day we were able to get basically almost caught up from Wednesday and Thursday's work in the one day. So it's, you know, it's certainly a lot more efficient, easier, less stressful, I guess, too.
Yes. And continue, what is it, at least once a week, or how often do you take loads of cardboard?
Yeah, once a week is our goal.
Pretty much?
And we're getting to a little over 2 ton dropped off each time, right. So running it separately and then coming back. So it's nice to have money coming in to help offset our expenses. It's still not a profitable thing, but it's less of a negative on the finances for the landfill. So continue to work on making that better and more impactful, and probably looking at, can we take more cardboard? Can we do this more regularly and still try to make it better?
Have a group or organization that wants to find out more about, you'd love to go out and do a presentation.
You bet.
And they can give you a call, 515-433-0591. Yep. Check it out. John Rosa, the legendary John Rosa, our guest on our program today. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.